The following is a production of Snake Tree Media.
If you're mellow, eat jello. And if you hear a knock upon the door, don't let the hickey in, because there might be more if you're hollow. Don't let the hickey follow. Unless you've got to jump like the gators do. To jump, to jump, 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 don't be in the cold room. The jam jam jump is a jumping jive. Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, 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 hep. On the metal side.
Good morning. You're listening to KGU NBC Radio in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. Time now is 7:54 a.m. Here's one for the boys on the Pearl.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
One moment, please.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, NBC. Hello, NBC. This is KGU in Honolulu, Hawaii.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
Darkness, the minesweeper Condor sees a periscope near the harbor. On choppy seas 235 miles north of Hawaii, Japanese aircraft carriers turn into the wind and their warplanes take off. Destination, Pearl Harbor. A destroyer aims its guns at a submarine and fires the first shots of the U.S.-Japanese war. Destroyer Ward sends an astonishing message to headquarters. Submarine attack at entrance to Pearl Harbor. On a lonely Oahu hilltop, radar operators report probably more than 50 planes, 132 miles away and heading for Hawaii. The Ward's report, submarine attack, moves with agonizing slowness through the peacetime Navy. Radar operators tell of the swarm of aircraft, but an officer shrugs it off. From the nation's capital comes a warning, but it is sent by slow commercial telegraph. An hour and a half after takeoff, the undetected Japanese pilots sight Kahuku Point, the northern tip of Oahu. Attack commander Mitsuo Fuchida counts 7 battleships, but no aircraft carriers, the ships he has come to destroy. The Japanese attack begins. Bombers, bombers, and more bombers. Torpedo plane after torpedo plane. Heading for Pearl Harbor this Sunday morning are 12 B-17 Flying Fortresses on a 14-hour flight from California. Piercing bomb rips into the Arizona. More than 1 million pounds of gunpowder explode in a hellish fireball. Dashing from the flames and smoke of Pearl Harbor, the destroyer helm spots a midget submarine. The destroyer Monahan, speeding out of the harbor, rams a midget submarine and riddles it with gunfire. As survivors on other wrecked ships cheer her on, the battered Nevada heads toward the open sea. Still reeling from from the devastating attack, the men and women of Pearl Harbor look up to see a new wave of Japanese planes overhead. Bombers in the second wave attack ships in dry dock. Though almost helpless, the dry dock ships fight back. Mission accomplished. Most Japanese planes return to their carriers. As the Japanese planes disappear, Pearl Harbor tends to the wounded, the dying, and the dead. The strike force turns toward Japan. Pearl Harbor, a Japanese pilot says, is in flame and smoke, gasping helplessly.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Frequency freaks, I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of Sunday, December 6th, 2009. It is Monday, December 7th, 2009, as we remember the attack on Pearl Harbor. 68 years ago today, America was rocked by a massive early morning surprise attack by the Japanese that left thousands dead and thousands more wounded, and ultimately pulled the U.S. into World War II. This week, Urgent Fury deals with a few surprises of their own, as the Urgent Fury Chosen Championship matchups were decided without firing a single cyber shot. The seeds have been sown, and the Urgent Fury Black Playoffs are set to begin Wednesday night, and we'll preview the brackets of the No Boom Bonanza. 2009 winds to a close, so we'll also preview a very busy 2010 here in Urgent Fury. I'll give you the shirt off my back, or at least tell you how you can get your own, plus the gang at Brady Games like me. They really like me! The only podcast that hasn't slept with Tiger Woods. This is Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is Irish Bull from the Ravenfall Clan, wishing everybody in the Urgent Fury community a happy holiday this year.
The brave men and women in our nation's armed forces made a commitment to protect us and our freedoms. Many will come home with missing limbs, severe burns, or traumatic brain injuries. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes through programs and services that help make their recoveries easier. Regardless of your position on the war, our injured veterans deserve our support. To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Commander Fury.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
Everything was moving along nicely in Urgent Fury's first TACMET tournament under new management. We were all just minding our own business. Then boom! A bombshell, some pun intended. With three clans remaining, tonight's semifinal match between TNU and 101 would have set the table for the championship match, as the winner would have went on to face the U to fight it out for the Urgent Fury Chosen title. Instead, 101 will square off against Clan Uprising in the championship match Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central without a shot being fired. TNU lost the semifinal match by forfeit after Urgent Fury Command exercised its ejection policy for violations related to the operation of a TACMAP tournament in direct competition with Urgent Fury. This past weekend, Urgent Fury Command released this statement regarding the matter. It reads, "In light of recent events, the directors of Urgent Fury Holdings, LLC, have decided to exercise the right to eject members of this community for holding direct conflict of interest to our operations while competing in our events and frequenting our community. We have the responsibility to protect our vested interests morally and legally, and will be doing so with the passion and love we have for the prosperity of Urgent Fury. Enjoying what Urgent Fury offers the community is a privilege, not a right. Therefore, we are effective immediately ejecting Threat Neutralizing Unit, or TNU, from the current TAC map competition as well as any upcoming events indefinitely. TNU's leader, Shadow of a Soldier, has placed himself and his clan by proxy in the actionable position by creating a TAC map competition directly in conflict with that of Urgent Fury. There is more detail to this situation, therefore, expect more ejections in the following days. To Urgent Fury Black, 19 clans have garnered a playoff spot in the Urgent Fury Black postseason. While 13 of those clans will enjoy a first-round bye, 6 clans will compete for the 3 open bracket spots and a second-round appearance. Team players SNS, KOH, 101, CBF, LPK, 503, RVN, CKS, DEA, DFW Arrow, and Clan Uprising will all rest in the first round, while SCK, RHH, Freedom Fighters, CDC, Natural Selection, and Skull and Bones will all meet in the first round this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central. As a final reminder, applications for Urgent Fury Horsemen are due by 9 p.m. Central on Monday, December 21st, 2009. Invites will be announced a week later on Monday, December 28th, 2009 at 9 p.m. Central. You must accept your invite no later than 9 p.m. Central on Wednesday, December 30th, 2009. Entry fees will be due by December 31st, 2009 at 9 p.m. Central, and matches will begin on Tuesday, January 5th, 2010. And everybody's talking about Urgent Fury's year-end blowout 2v2 mini-dubs tournament for Modern Warfare 2. Get your applications in now as the action is slated to begin on Monday, December 28th. For more intel about any of Urgent Fury's tournament experiences, please visit www.urgentfury.com.
Hey, this is Black Falcon from Divine Knights Clan and Urgent Fury staff wishing everybody here at the Urgent Fury community a happy and safe holiday season.
Urgent. Frequency. Frequency.
I've been a good little Navy SEAL this year, and it looks like it's actually paying off. Do you play video games? Yeah, we all do. And if you're like millions of gamers worldwide, chances are you've used a strategy guide. And chances are that strategy guide was created by the fine folks over at Brady Games. So it is with great pleasure that Urgent Fury welcomes Brady Games as a prize sponsor for the 2010 tournament season. Winners will enjoy the benefit of receiving various prizes from Brady Games throughout the year. And to celebrate our new partnership, I will be sitting down with a member of the Brady Games team for an exclusive interview in our next transmission. Now, because I want this to be an interactive interview for all you frequency freaks out there, I want your questions for Brady Games. That's right, I want you to submit the questions that you, the community, want me to ask. In case you need some incentive, if I use your question during the interview, you'll get a gift from the Urgent Fury store. And our new friends at Brady Games gets the holiday started off the right way by stuffing your stockings with a coupon good for 30% off any Brady Games purchase. By the way, this is an exclusive offer, good for registered Urgent Fury Forum members only. And speaking of stuffing stockings, please visit the Urgent Fury store today for official Urgent Frequency merchandise, including the Urgent Frequency t-shirt. You'll be glad you did. Send your questions, comments, and suggestions to me, Commander Fury, at commanderfury@urgentfury.com. And be sure to network with us on Twitter, Facebook, or the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings and right here in the studio by Patrick Gross. Special thanks to Debbie Neubauer and everybody at Brady Games. I'm Commander Fury. Until next time, you know the drill. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!
I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow.